Now time for a locker room chat with Frankfort Boys basketball coach Ben Steinlogge after a couple of games from this past week. Coach, start off with your game against Centralia, 63-43 coming up just short. Your thoughts on that game?
Yeah, you know, I thought got off to a little slower start than we've been accustomed to, because offensively had a time scoring there a little bit. You know, I kind of thought maybe we got a little out physical as a whole on the night, you know, whether it's on the glass or in the half court even. We felt like their physicality get to us and had a hard time running stuff offensively and getting some looks. And then, you know, had a hard time stopping. We forced one shot, you know, contested shots and then getting offensive glass. We're physical enough on the back end. But, you know, they played hard. I thought our kids, you know, tried to do the right thing. We've got to adjust the game a little better.
And Landon Wiseau had a really nice game. He had 15 points with 8 in the second quarter. He had 7 in the third quarter. Your thoughts on his day?
Yeah, you know, we need Lane to score, and we need to get Lane more touches. You know, part of that is our fault as a team, you know, getting him touches in the paint. But I thought he did a really nice job on Friday of attacking when he was away from the basket, using his athleticism and quickness to get to the rim, and did a good job finishing. You know, something he's kind of struggled with this year, but did a good job finishing. He got to the free throw line a few times. Just proud of him and happy for him to, you know, see some progress in the scoring department.
And then you guys were following that up with the game against Axel, unfortunately coming up short in that one as well, but it's a very good Axel team, as sure as you're aware. Your thoughts on that game?
Yeah, you know, I thought we came, got a little better start than we had Friday. Came out the gate, kind of grew up 10-1 there, most of the first quarter, and 10-3, I think, maybe at the end of the first. And, you know, Axel's good, kind of like you mentioned, they climbed back into it, hit some shots, got out in transition a little bit. We were fighting, only down 4 at half, I think, and kind of had a poor end of the second quarter, last 3 or 4 minutes. We got some pretty serious foul trouble and you know, had some guys that maybe weren't quite used to playing as many varsity minutes out there and just trying to hold the fort down, and came out of the third quarter and kind of something we've seen lately or throughout the course of the year, struggled to score the ball game in the third and only had 5 total points. And, you know, Axel hit a 3 at the end of the third to really push it, maybe a little bit of even out of grass, and went from 14 to 17 there at the end of the third. I had a hard time, obviously, catching up from there. But like I said, they're a good team, but extremely proud. I thought we fought a little harder last night. My guys kind of laid it out on the line, so to speak, and, you know, came up short. That's what happened.
And now you guys take on a Troy team on the road who just had a home game against Wetmore. Had a nice performance there. Your thoughts on the Trojans this season?
Kind of similar to what we've been seeing lately in the stretch. You know, they've got a group that likes to get out and run. They're going to pressure you in the full court. Got a handful of guys that can shoot the ball really well, which makes it hard to guard, you know, hard to help off of. And we're going to be real locked in defensively and talking, communicating switches and things to make sure we get hands up on guys that can shoot the ball and you know, do our best to limit them to one shot and, you know, control the pace, hopefully, a little bit in general.
All right, Coach, thank you so much for your time today. Appreciate it as always. Best of luck on Friday against the Trojans.
Thanks for having me.
That was Frankfort Boys Head Basketball Coach Ben Steinlogge here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you by Community Healthcare System, Blue Valley Technologies, and First National Bank of Frankfort.